Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, Roman Reigns looks to be getting a fresh jam, another COVID outbreak strikes the wrestling world, and WWE wants you to try their wine. But first, we got some backstage details and reactions to Retribution's new look and names. Larson, what's in the news?
Yeah, since Retribution's debut, there's been a good deal of criticism hurled WWE's way about, like, basically everything about the storyline thus far. And that certainly didn't stop last night after the faction unveiled their new masks and their new names.
Oh, dear.
According to WrestleVotes, people backstage weren't looking upon the gimmick terribly favorably either. It wasn't just people on the internet voicing their complaints, is what WrestleVotes had to say. Quote, just talked to a source who was in the building last night, said the presentation of Retribution was a major topic of discussion met with, this is in all caps, laughter at times backstage. Direct quote, the masks and names already making the road for these guys impossible to climb.
Eesh. Oof. Eesh. Yeah, T-bar.
T-bar, I know. Slapjack and it's not Dijack. Anyways, Fightful Select, go subscribe to Fightful Select. They had a follow-up, and as we mentioned, we encourage you to subscribe because they do great work.
Yes.
And then also you can read the entirety of this report that they just put up
today. Yeah, this just came to my email inbox.
Same,
and it's
on my
just
phone.
It's just full of like intriguing backstage info. I'll be honest with you, Sean Ross Sapp at this point, kind of the only guy that I trust in the world of wrestling journalism. He's the best. He's really
the best. He is the best.
So we'll give you a little bit. We'll give you a little bit of this because it just came out.
Yes.
But by all means, go check out the rest of it at Fightful.
Definitely. So sources that they've talked to found the names Retribution members were given to be, quote, ridiculous, and that much of the Retribution story thus far has felt, quote, hastily thrown together, even from the backstage perspective. So these are wrestlers in the WWE who are used to things feeling hastily thrown together. And this, even to them, seems hastily thrown together.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about there was a report out that it was Gary Cassidy had a thing that somebody backstage had told him, or his sources rather, had said that Raw was a bit of a creative mess, you know, sort of haphazard. And we had heard that, you know, McMahon will show up at the last minute, rip up scripts and stuff. It's mind-boggling to me that the basic idea of breaking a story is not adhered to when, and I know Vince has his way of doing things, you know? But, like, the idea that it's just, oh, well, let's have, I see some protesters on TV. Let's throw them in there and see what, and then week to week, they just sort of add stuff as opposed to, hey, we've got these five people that we want to throw together in sort of a chaos style group. You know, they come in, they wreak anarchy, and that's their manifesto. So how do you get from, like, just think of the cool moments to the cool moments, and how do you get there? Because that's what wrestling is, man. It's a series of cool moments.
Well, when hopefully I think of, motivated by a story that you can get into.
Well, that's why it's cool, though. Like, you have a cool moment that is built, and that's why it's cool, because of the story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kofi Kingston's title reign, really not that great of a title reign, but it was built up to that moment at WrestleMania, which was motivated by the story. And so instead of just, hey, let's have this happen, and then the next week, oh man, we got it, we're going live in about 3 hours, let's do this. It's clear that this is just not well thought out stuff. Like, what the hell is a T-bar anyways?
One of our mods, I think Enforcer Steve Bradley put up what the definition of a T-bar was in our mod chat. I don't know if you read that or not, but I can read it for you if you want.
No, that's okay. I understand. Oh, all right. It has something to do with carpentry or construction or something.
It's for a chain link fence.
I would have figured it'd be like some sort of like leveling measuring tool, like a little T-bar that goes like this, and you can do right angles with it. I don't know. I guess not.
I don't know either, anyways, man. I don't know much about building fence or construction or plumbing or any of that stuff.
Like laughter, dude. I mean, it's not shocking because I know as soon as they said that, I was chuckling. You know, I was chuckling. Mm-hmm. And that's really not what you want. It really isn't.
Nope.
I mean, I think the problem is like there is the seed of a decent idea here. I mean, it's just the Shield ramped up quite a bit, you know, with, you know, some proper motivation. Okay. Where, you know, the WWE brought in way too many people to the Performance Center, and reaching the brass ring is impossible. So let's just, you know, let's reach for that brass ring and basically tear WWE apart. It's not a terrible premise. It isn't. You could do something with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. There's stories to be told there. Interesting, captivating stories, especially considering who's in Retribution and their relationships to people on the main roster already.
Yes.
There's interesting personal stories to be told, mm-hmm. but my worry is all that backstory that they have, they could mine the relationship between Keith Lee, Dijakovic, Keith Lee and Mia Yim, Shane Thorne and MVP.
Yeah,
this is all stuff you could get into. I'm guessing they're not getting to any of it.
How, given that NXT is now on USA, they want us to think that it's part of the canon of the WWE universe.
When WWE wants you to think that, when it's convenient for them, though.
It's completely at their whims. How cool would it have been if after Dijak got just absolutely massacred by Cross, right? The purple face and everything. You see over the next couple of weeks, leading up to Retribution, him start to withdraw, him mm-hmm. start to lash out, bury himself away from others and become like a ticking time bomb, and that explodes on the main roster with Retribution. That's the easiest thing, and it's like, whoa, you did something from here to here, and you're cross promoting NXT in a way that it's not just so ham-fisted where you're throwing people on NXT for no reason. It's insane that like there is zero, in the corporate speak, synergy
mm-hmm.
to do this. They could have something really cool in their hands, and it's just...
But they don't do it. They don't do it.
It's
they
just
don't
blown
think
every time. Every time it's
they
blown.
They don't think ahead. They don't think ahead at all.
I mean, they did. They already did it. They did it with the Nexus, and it was rad.
Yeah, until they ruined that, too.
Yep.
Yep. In other news, Roman Reigns. So if you've been one of the fans who have been clamoring for Roman to change his ring gear and his entrance theme, look like it's almost time to rejoice. Because according to Fightful, the big dog might have a new look and new music very soon. So apparently Roman was doing a virtual meet and greet on Mania Club. I believe that's what it was called.
Okay. Is that the new cameo or something?
I don't know what it is. I clicked the link in the Fightful thing and it went to something on Facebook that wouldn't load for me. So who knows? Nice. And this is what I just say about new gear. Again, transcripts via Fightful. Quote, the gear, let me address that. Get over it. I'm not going to run out there in trunks. I've been wearing a SWAT outfit my entire career, so I'm going to stick with those pants. He's not wearing the cargo pants. He's like he's wearing sweats these days. If you watch on Sunday, you'll probably see me with my shirt off. That will be the change. Oh, nice. That's going to be the only difference. I never wanted the outfit to be the costume for me. I don't want my outfit to be the superstar.
Gonna see some beef, man.
Gonna see a lot of Roman beef.
You see some beef. While the change in gear seems like it's gonna be minimal, seems like Reigns could be in line for a significantly different theme. He said this: the music, that's a little more than me creating my own music. We have to go through the channels with that one. It's not like I came out and I'm an ultra bad guy. You've seen it in little steps and little layers. I want all the nuances to add up because I'm a full time performer. You have to keep things fresh. So I decided to save the new music. Hopefully down the line, once more drastic things happen and the story unfolds. So I'm assuming
after he tears the arms off Jey Uso and beats him with them, we might hear new music after that.
Dunk, dunk.
I feel like that's going to be a pretty drastic development.
I think it is too. I think that's going to be that should be a pretty shocking moment this Sunday, Clash of Champs. We're going to be doing our live reactions there for that as well.
Definitely, definitely. How about this? Maybe they'll do this. So, you know, the Shield theme is essentially a slowed down version of Taz's old theme.
Yeah.
What if they take the Shield theme and slow it down even more? Maybe do it backwards and a little heavier so it sounds super menacing.
Roman Reigns.
That's the new Roman theme.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, it isn't great. COVID, NXT, once again, dealing with another COVID outbreak. John Alba and Fightful Select reported yesterday that NXT is facing a COVID outbreak at the WWE PC. Alba tweeted that, quote, "Everybody is coughing in everybody's mouths." No, I'm sorry. He didn't actually say that. He tweeted this. Source indicates some have gotten relaxed with mask wearing, especially in spots where some people congregate, and there was concern over that. I'm told people were still testing positive as recently as this weekend, with the belief being a coach accidentally spread it. Additionally, Alba noted that, quote, "sources indicate it may have had a decent effect on creative." Fightful Select has some additional details about this, stating that the outbreak, quote, "led to significant changes to NXT programming over the last couple of weeks," and that, quote, "several classes at the PC ended up being canceled, though some essential coaches were said to have remained. Some of the policies for the Performance Center include mandating masks while outside the ring, but not while inside or in the gym area where everybody is huffing and puffing, Larson.
If there's any
place, I've seen plenty of people
required. It's in the gym.
With masks on, going back to the gym, Instagram posts, oh, this person's going back to the gym. That's cool. They're wearing masks because they're mandated because they're all, Yeah, get it, bro.
Pump.
Is that what they say?
Not
yell,
what I say.
Pump.
When it's gains the clock, I'm at the gym.
Pump.
I haven't been in like a year, it feels like. Just yell pump.
You should come over to my gym, dude. I got it out in the garage.
I know,
got
I've seen
pump
it.
Pump on today with my arms. Come
I
on over.
I just my shoulder, man. I don't know if I
better
can,
wear
like,
a mask, dude. Though, if you're going to come over here and get your pump on.
Pump. Of course, I'll do that.
And then when you're done, we can have some fine Merlot.
Oh, I'm excited about this. So,
Vino.
It looks like WWE wants their fans to try the wine.
Have some more wine.
Because the company has announced the first two collaborations with a company called Wines That Rock. And these limited edition releases are inspired by The Undertaker and The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, geez.
The wines are available for pre-order right now, and I guess they're shipping October 22nd. Here are the descriptions that Wines That Rock have up. First, for The Undertaker, quote, "Each Undertaker bottle is marked with the individual bottle number as well as the barrel it came from, featuring a unique 750-milliliter tombstone-shaped bottle, haunting glow-in-the-dark label, branded cork in premium Cabernet Sauvignon wine. Each bottle is hand-filled and expertly hand-wax-dipped using the Undertaker's signature color of purple." I like me a good cab.
Where's the where can you find this? WWE
I think
shop?
It's WWEwines.com, I believe. As far as the Ultimate Warrior, this is what his wine's all about. Quote, "The Ultimate Warrior wine features a rich and dark 80% Zinfandel and 20% Sangiovese blend from the North Coast, California, each individually numbered." I just want to swirl it right now. "Each individually numbered 750-milliliter bottle also features one of three unique corks produced with different images and sayings from the warrior himself." Each bottle is hand-filled, neon color, so on and so forth. So Undertaker, you get a cab. Warrior, you get a Zin Sangiovese blend. I'm tempted to try the Undertaker one. I like me a good cap.
So for two bottles, it's $120 of the Undertaker.
Wow.
Stuff.
I can count on one hand the number of times I spend that much money on wine.
Maybe we'll spend some of Rich's gift on some Undertaker wine and then do a wine tasting.
You don't like wine, though.
I'm willing to do it for a video. I mean, I don't necessarily, I'll put it this way, I don't dislike wine. I just don't really doesn't do much for me. I'll put it that way.
All right.
I'm like fairly neutral to wine. I don't drink it. I'm like, oh, this is gross. I just doesn't really do much for me.
Okay. Well, we could talk about it. They have a two-pack that you get one bottle of the Taker wine and one of the Warrior wine too, right?
Oh, probably. I just clicked on the two bottles of Undertaker wine.
That'd be what I would.
Oh yeah, here we go. Pre-order. All right. What would you have? The Warrior stuff or the Undertaker?
No, I'd have
stuff?
The Undertaker stuff. I like Cabernet.
Why
I
am
like
I stuck
Zinfandel too?
Why am I stuck with the Warrior stuff?
I'm not saying you're stuck with one or the other. I could sample half a bottle each, and you get the other half bottle.
Let's just get together, wear some masks, and drink
and drink wine through our masks.
Drink all the wine. Yeah, let's get some straws. Anyways, tonight, want to remind all y'all, 5 p.m. Pacific. Okay, so number one, at 2 p.m. Pacific, for the Friendo Club TV members, that's Twitch subs, YouTube channel members, and patrons, we're going live with Friendo Club TV. We're going to power rank other goofy-ass names. If other WWE superstars joined Retribution, what would their names be? So that should be a lot of fun. It's going to be live. It's a big hangout with me and Larson, about 30 minutes or so. So that should be a lot of fun. So keep an eye on your notifications for that. And then at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, I will be hosting Impact Wrestling on our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Coming up tonight, we've got a triple threat match, TJP versus Chris Bay versus Trey Miguel. And the winner of that match receives an X Division Championship match that night, tonight, against Rohit Raju.
Oh, interesting.
So that should be fun. And then we've got Jordan Grace versus Tennille Dashwood in a match. I think it's Tennille's first match since being back. And then we've got Kimberly versus Susie. So we'll see if Susie continues transforming back to Sue Young. We'll see if that particular storyline plays out. So join me for Impact co-stream tonight. I'll be eating my dinner. I don't really do a whole lot. I just hang out, talk with the guys a little bit, and we push to try to get Lizard Steve on the broadcast.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it for today's news brief. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.